after the sudden death of one of its most prominent members. Hans Diepranger was the organizer of this city's annual South Asian Fest, and he was also an enthusiastic champion for the local community.
That's what we're here to showcase, is the 50,000 strong South Asians that make Ottawa their home, but also the Canadian mainstream that is, you know, ever so welcoming in terms of the culture and the family-friendly atmosphere. That's what we're all about, a Canadian festival with South Asian ingredients. You know, we're showcasing nonstop performances, exhibitors across City Hall, and it's come one, come all. Everyone can come and enjoy a samosa, check out some of the performances, walk through with their families, and stay for the, you know, the rest of the act through the evening as well. So basically it's all encompassing, welcoming everyone, and we're here to provide a glimpse of South Asia right here in the center of our city.
That was Hans Diepranger speaking to the CBC in 2015 about South Asian Fest. Hans Diep was also a father, a husband, and a local broadcaster with Chin Radio. Over the weekend, he died suddenly in his sleep due to sudden heart failure. He was only 43 years old. Bandeep Rengar is Hans Diep's older brother, and he joins me in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
That was hard for you to hear that clip. What were you thinking about?
I guess his voice was just so profound and real, and it was like he was speaking, you know, right now in the next room. And that's, I guess, a sign of just how he lived his life. His life was just full of life. There's people who live, and then there's people who really live. And he was one of those who just could not sit down and wait for things to happen. He just reached out, and he was articulate, he was motivated, he was responsible for things that he wanted to do, and he just went out there and got stuff done.
Was he always like that? As your little brother, was he like that from a young age?
He was. He was the kind of guy who was always up to mischief. He always had jokes. He was very, very witty with his one-liners. And he's, you know, speaking different languages. He'd play with his words. He'd mix Punjabi with English, with French, with Hindi, and he'd come up with these strange, you know, very wonderful concoctions. And you know, both of us, I guess, were raised with that, with those values that you have to reach out to the world. It's not going to come to you, and you have to go and make things happen and be responsible towards your family first, your community after, your country after that. And we are, I guess, in some ways, a classic immigrant story. Like Hans was 11 when he moved to Canada. I was 16. And we knew that we had to work twice as hard to be considered half as good, which was, I guess, a little phrase borrowed from the feminist movement, but we applied that to our lives. And, you know, we moved to Mississauga, then Montreal, then ultimately Ottawa became our home. And Hans was a firm and champion of Ottawa. Was the Ottawa Sens, or whether it was promoting the National Capital Region, following politics, he worked in Parliament, he got to know so many parliamentarians, he organized political events. You know, some years ago, there was a top 50 list of Ottawa's movers and shakers, and there was Mark Carney at one level, and a couple of notches down was Hans Rangar. There he was with his dark shades on in a photo, and the weirdest thing is people who worked with him at Parliament, his colleagues, had no idea he had this alternate life as a radio show host and as a festival organizer. So they put up a big pinup of the whole magazine spread on the notice board saying, "Hey, Mr. Moonlighter," and you know, but that's he just didn't need to claim the kind of kudos for it. He just went on and did it, and if people found out, then you know, he took it. But I think we were also raised, my dad always said, the more successful you get, the more humble you should be. And I think that kind of resonated in both of us and kind of showed.
He could read a room. It was amazing. I was co-emceeing with him one time for a Child Haven International fundraiser. And things were, you know, the evening was starting to tick along. I could see people, you know, starting to yawn a little bit. And Hans Diep basically, like, looked around and was like, okay, what we need is some music. And so he kind of cued the DJ, and up came the Bollywood music, and he was, you know, grabbing the little old ladies coming out onto the dance floor. I mean, he was just so amazing at that.
He brought the energy into a room. He just walked in and things brightened up, and he had that like sparkle in his eye that just resonated with other people, and they saw him, and they just, all the spirits got lifted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he brought a lot of joy. I mean, it's a short life, but, you know, he gave 43 years to this world that I think has impacted so many people. We get messages from our family, Sikh, and we've been very motivated by our faith. But it doesn't really matter what faith or what color, what age, that he just connected with everybody. And we have people from the Lebanese community who are involved with Chin who say that the Facebook page is on their side, say that he's one of them. And the Muslim community and the Ismaili community and the Hindu community, it didn't really matter what background, community you belong to, they all felt like he belonged to theirs. And that comes from the fact that he was just such a remarkably joyful and uplifting person. You know, my dad passed away last February, and he was extremely attached to him. You know, they would talk every day. My dad used to work on Slater Avenue, not far from Parliament, so they'd connect here, they'd meet here. And I think I took that to heart a lot. It was really sitting in his chest, you know, metaphorically and probably to some extent physiologically. And I think that's probably what ultimately hit him, because his heart condition was not showing up in test results. He went for various tests. He complained a few of chest pains, but it didn't show up in the stress tests. And it makes you wonder if they should have notched it up a few more and done, you know, something more aggressive like an angiogram to find out exactly what was going on. Because, you know, chances are it could have been avoided to some extent. But when the time comes, the time comes. You can't change that. You know, you have to just now live with that destiny. And hopefully we take away from his lessons to all of us and his message to all of us. You know, like you said, you know, everyone he met, even if it was for like 5 seconds, and it didn't matter if they were 7 years old or 70 years old, he touched them. And we have so many people who can't believe it's true. When they first heard the news, they said it must be some other Hans, because it's not, you know, there was no sign of it. He was just so full of life. And for that to be snatched away is cruel. And we have to just learn how to be absorptive of that and move on from here somehow and preach what he wanted us to believe in, which is, you know, live life to the fullest, have fun, be responsible, be caretaking towards all those who matter to you, even those who don't.
He had a daughter?
He has a daughter. She's 6. Beautiful daughter. Fun. She's just taken after him. She moves her body when she hears the music, the rhythm that you can just recognize is from him. She has the same smile, the same sparkly, twinkly eyes. Be super tough for her, and we have to be here there for her for the next, you know, for the rest of her life. And I think she still hasn't come to terms and understanding it. But, you know, since my dad passed away, she kind of knows that when someone goes, doesn't come back. My sister-in-law just said he's gone to Guruji, which is gone to God, and said the same thing about him. And, you know, yesterday she was like, oh, well, I've asked him to come back. And it's hard. It's at that tender age. It's really hard to see her eyes and just know it's going to be a tough uphill, you know, struggle for her to just come to terms with all of this. But we're a family, and that's what Hunt's always promoted. And as a family, we stick together, we stay for each other, and it's I think we'll somehow find our way through to manage and get through this, as difficult and as unbelievably devastated we are at the time.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much for giving the time, and I really appreciate you giving a very honorable and very fond farewell to him here. That's one reason I want to come out here.
Thank you very much. That was Bundeep Rangar. He is the brother of Hansdeep Rangar. Hansdeep was a host on Chin Radio, and he organized Ottawa's annual South Asian Fest. He was a regular guest on this program as well, and we were very sad to hear that he passed away in his sleep from sudden heart failure over the weekend. He was just 43 years old. A funeral service will be held this coming Sunday. time now. 7:48, it is mostly cloudy and 17 degrees in Ottawa. Winds coming from the southeast, 11 kilometers per hour. Mainly cloudy today, showers beginning this afternoon, a high of 28, humidex 30, UV index 7 or high. Tonight, showers, wind becoming northwest, 30 gusting to 50 kilometers per hour overnight, and a low of 14 degrees. Well, of course, all eyes may be on the Raptors, but